Today's shir is Masech Tazrach and Daf Kov Chof. As Be'ezer Yisrael Mizbarach, we have discussed to be Masayim Masech Tazrach. And we will begin on Daf Kof, your test on the Be'ez, 8 lines from the wide lines. The Gemara continues to discuss the various halachas that we learned in the Mishnah that teaches the difference between a carbon brought on a bama and a carbon brought on the Mizbeach. The halach is the Kayim. The carbon that's brought on the Mizbeach has to have a Kayim. The carbon brought on Abamas does not. It says the Gemara, how do we know? The Ksib, because the Pasuk says, V'zorak ha-Kayim es Adam al Mizbeach, al Mizbeach Hashem Pesach al Moed. So we see that the halacha that one must have a Kayim duri avoida is only applicable when it was done when Mizbeach Hashem by the Mizbeach. Furthermore, the halacha of Big Day Shareis, that the avoda has to be done while the kohen is wearing the big day sharis, the big day kuna. Says the Mara, how do we know that halacha? Because the pasuk says, "For hayu al aron ba banav avayim alay moed abegishtam al zbech l'sharis bekaidish." Says the pasuk that this halacha only applies when they're doing the avoda when they're l'sharis kaidish. So the Sefer Taras HaKadosh asks that the Gemara at the beginning of Am Sechna Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis taught us Bizman Shebigdeim Aleim Kunasim Aleim, when the Kohen is wearing his Big Day Kahuna, the Halacha considers it as if he's a Kohen and Bigdeim Aleim, but if they're not wearing the Big Day Kahuna and Kunasim Aleim, and they're considered like a Zar. But as the Taras HaKadosh that once we just learned a moment ago, that on a bama you don't have to have a kohen. That a bama, even a zar, could do the avoda. So, why would we think that the kohen has? We have that big dekuna for avoda on a bama. Says he. So he explains that we would only learn from this by a bama's yochid, but we would think that by a bama's tzibur, the halacha is that you have to have big dekuna. That's why we're learning that halacha doesn't apply by the bama's tzibur either. The halacha was that you have to have, that anything that's done in the Beis HaMikdash has to be done with the kli sharis. How do we know that that only applies by the mizbeach? But if it's not in mizbeach, you don't have to have kli sharis in the various processes you do for bringing a carbon, answers the Gemara, because the pasuk that speaks about kli sharis says ashishar shabahem b'kaidish. So the pasuk is very clear that this halacha only applies b'kaidish when they're doing the avoid in the kaidish. When they're not doing the avoid in the kaidish, this halacha would not apply. Reich nechayach, we learned that by bams yachid, there's no mitzvah to bring the carbon in a fashion that would create a reich nechayach. Says the Gemara, the Ksiv, because the pasuk says, "Zar kohanim koynas adam azbech Hashem pesach el moed v'ikta chelav l'reich nechayach l'Hashem." So we see from here that the halacha of reich nechayach only applies l'Hashem only applies when bringing a carbon by the Mizbeach, but doesn't apply, only applied by a Mizbeach, it doesn't apply by a Bama. The Rishash explains that Rashi says and explained that this Gemara is that the Pasuk is referring Reich Nechayach Pesach El Moed. It says Rishash that what Rashi means to stress is that the fact that the carbon has to be brought, the only a carbon that's brought Pesach Oil Moed has this halacha, but it's not because of Lashem, because a carbon that's brought on the Mizbeach, a carbon that's brought on the Bama is also Reich Nechayach Lashem. So that's not going to be the reason why you don't have to have Reich Nechayach by a carbon that is brought on the Bama. Says the Meshech Chachma that the Pasuk that speaks about Noach's carbon, the Pasuk says, V'yarech Hashem es Roach Nechayach. So it seems that we have Reich Nechayach, even on Kabbanis, that were not brought on a Mizbeach. Obviously, in the time of Noach, there was no real Mizbeach. Says the Meshech Chachma that the Mizbeach on which Noach brought his Karban was not an ordinary Bama. The Medrash says that Noach put up this Mizbeach in the same spot where the Beis HaMikdash was ultimately going to stand, and the spot where the Beis HaMikdash were going to have the Mizbeach. Says the Meshech Chachma that Noach's Mizbeach had the same Kedusha as a carbon that's brought in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore it says regarding that carbon that we have a Reich Nechayach. And we know that the Rambam tells us that this spot where Noach put up the Teva, put up his Mizbeach, was also the exact same place where the Akedah took place, and it's also even the place where Cain and Hevel brought their Kabbalas to Hashem. So this spat, so to speak, has a very high level of Kedusha, and we can't learn from here to anywhere else. That, therefore, it's not your standard Bama. We learned further, Mechitza B'damim, the halacha is that we've learned so many times in our Masechta that when you bring a carbon, there's a carbon that's brought on the bottom half, L'mata Mechuta Sikra, L'mala Mechuta Sikra, says the Gemara, that Mechitza doesn't apply by a Bama, it only applies by a Mizbeach. The Reshus, which separated the top and the bottom, was only by the Mizbeach, not by the Bama. Furthermore, we learned the halacha of Richutz Yudayim V'Raglayim, that when somebody brings a carbon, he has to be careful. The Kohen has to do Richutz Yudayim V'Raglayim. And as we learned earlier in the Masechta, it's absolutely essential. Says the Gemara, this is only applicable to Ksiv Ubekarvasam El Mizbeach Yirchutzu. It only applies that when they bring a carbon on the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, Rav Bachama is coming to expand on what we just learned. The Amar Rav Bachama, Lo Shano, that this that the Mishnah says, that by Bamas Sibur, we differentiate between, by Kabbanis, between some Kabbanis that the blood is put on the upper half, and some that's put on the bottom half, Ela Bekotsh Bama. The only with Kabbanis that were brought with the intention that they should put on be put on the Bama's Tzibur. Ava B'Kotshe Bama Ketana, something which was supposed to be put on the Bama Ketana, but for whatever reason, the Kavinu, the Bama Gdaila, then this individual chose to bring this carbon on the Bama Gdaila, Ein Chitzu. Then in that carbon, there won't be halacha to where you bring it on the upper half or on the bottom half, since it was not meant to be brought on the Bama Gedola. Masav Rava, to which Rava asks on what we just learned, Chaz V'Shoik, the Brayzer says, the Chaz V'Shoik that are given to Kahanim from the Karmen Shlom, the Karmen Toida, the Trumas Lakmei Toida, as we've discussed many times in our Shiurim, when one brings a Karmen Toida, he brings 40 loaves with it, 4 times 10, Nahagim b'bam megdayla, they're applicable by the b'bam megdayla. V'nahagim b'bam mektana. So we see that they always, it seemingly doesn't the Brayso mean to say that they always apply in the b'bam megdayla, no matter if it was a carbon that was meant to be put on the b'bam megdayla or not. Ema says Rav Bachama, this is the way to understand what the Brayso is saying, that the halacha chaz v'shoik and trumas lach metayda, the Hagim B'Kotshe B'Megdayla only apply by Kabbanim, by Kabbanis that were meant to be brought in the B'Megdayla. The Ein Hagim B'Kotshe B'Megdana, but they don't apply to Kabbanis that were not meant to be put on the B'Megdayla. Ikadamri, but now says the Gemara, there's a different version to what Rami Bachama taught and how it should be understood. Says the Amar Rami Bachama, this halacha that we learned by the Bama's Tzibur, there is this difference between blood that's put on the upper half versus blood that's put on the bottom half. It only applies when all other bummers are not allowed to use, or as I saw, as Rashi explains, even when bummers are allowed to be used, but there's certain kabanas that cannot be brought on a bummer katana. Aval, bizman bummer katana, or when bummer katana is permissible, afagav, the kirin bimma gedola, even if you put them, even if you were supposed to put them on the bummer gedola, the halacha is, it doesn't make a difference. And chitzui, there's no difference between the upper half and the bottom half. Most of Rama, which Rava asks, the Brisa says, Chaz v'shoik, v'trumas lach me'tayda, so here it seems that under all circumstances do these halachas apply by the Bama Gedola. Ema, so says the Gemara, we have to amend the Braisa. What the Braisa means to say is, Noyhagim is Ma Bama Gedola. They're only applicable when the Bama Gedola is in use. However, Einagim is Ma Bama Gedola. When there are Bamas, or the halach, when there are bummers, then the halacha is, this halacha doesn't apply. And says the Gemara, Uplihid Rebbe Lazar, and this will be what Rami Bacham is saying here, is not like Rebbe Lazar. Dar Rebbe Lazar, Oyla Bamas Yachid, if you have an Oyla that was meant to be brought on Bamas Yachid, Shechnisa Lefnim, and you brought it into the Bamas Tzibur, Kaltu Mechitzis L'chal Dover, it gets all of the halachas of a Bama Gedola, including the difference between blood that's supposed to be on the bottom half of the Mizbeach, blood that's supposed to be on the bottom half of the Mizbeach versus blood that's supposed to be on the upper half of the Mizbeach, that distinction falls away. By Reb Zera, Oilas Bamas Yachid. So he asked the following question. We have an Oilah that was meant to be brought on the Bamas Yachid, Shechnisa Lefnin. After they did the Shechita B'chutz, after the shechita was done on the outside bama, it was brought inside to the azara, and then it was taken outside of the azara. Mahu, what will be the halacha on this carbon? Mi'amrin, will we say kima da ayla? Once it was brought into the azara, once it was brought into the area of the bama tzibur, kotla mechitzta, it becomes connected to there, and it cannot be taken out under any circumstances. I don't know, even the other, if it's taken out. And the Rishonim discuss, what does Reb Zera mean to say? Rashi explains, when I was speaking about Oilus Bamas Yochid, that was Shchita, was by the Bamas Yachid, and then they took it in. And Taisus explains, was speaking about an oilus Bamas Yachid that the Shechita took place inside the Azara. But the Chazanis says that Rashi's question, Rav Zeir's question, only applies if they did not begin to do any Avoida inside the area of the Bamas Sibah. But he says that everybody will agree that if you began doing some avoida inside the area of the Bama Sibur, then there's no question that you can't take it out anymore. Says the Gemara, or ask the Gemara, Lav Hanit Plukter of Rabbi Rav Yosef, isn't the question that we're discussing actually a machlokes of Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, the Tanan? The Mishnah teaches us from Sechta Mila. If somebody did the shechita of kachim in the darim of the mizbeach, which we've learned many, many times in our mesechta, that the halacha is that kachim, the shechitasim, are supposed to be in the tzofen. The halacha is me'alim, they still have an iser mila. The halacha is that kachim, until they have zrik sadam, are subject to me'ila. But let's say you had an animal that was designated for kachim, and then the animal was killed or died on its own, they're no longer subject to mi'ila. The halach here, the shechita took place, but the shechita was done in the wrong place. And Rashi says that even though the shechita was not done in the right place, they don't lose their status of being kachi kachim. And since they don't lose their status of being kachi kachim, the lochi is mayalim behem, they're still subject to mila, vibaylhu. And once we learned this halacha, the question that was asked was olamash yardu. If they were put on the mizbeach, do we have to take them down? Do we say in this circumstance the halacha is im olala yardu? And the fundamental part of the Gemara's question seems to be that when the shechita was done in the wrong place, what level of kedusha comes onto this animal? And the random Rav Amar Yerdu, because his opinion is that they don't really have a level of kedusha. Rav Yosef Amar Olalo Yerdu. So according to Rava, they don't get that level of kedusha. So in our Gemara, the same thing will be that even though the shechita was done outside, once they come inside, Rava would say they don't get that level of kedusha and they could be taken out, and Rav Yosef will disagree. Says the Gemara that the two questions, the two issues, do not necessarily travel together. Tabayla Rabba and Tabayla Rabbi Yosef. This is a question that can be asked on the opinion of Rabba, and this is a question that can be asked even according to Rabbi Yosef. And the Gemara explains itself. Tabayla Rabba, at Kanlo Kama Rabba, when did Rabba say, Yerdu Elabim Mizbeach, that regarding the Mizbeach, the Chazaleh Mekadosh, Tloy Chazaleh Mekadosh, that the Mizbeach is limited where it gives Kedusha. And Rava says that it only gives Kedusha to something that has a proper level of Kedusha. Otherwise, it doesn't. Ava Mechitza, when we're talking about the area, not the Mizbeach, there we'll say that Afakav Tloy Chazaleh, even though it doesn't have the proper level of Kedusha, but the area, Kulta, makes that it has to remain there. Idoma, or we could perhaps say, I feel Rabbi Yosef, I can't come Rabbi Yosef Hassam, the Chad Makmuhu, that when we shechted the carbon in the wrong place, it was still in the Azara. And therefore, the halacha is Emolu Lo Yardu. Aval Hacha, that when we did the shechita outside the Azara, so the shechita was done outside the Azara, the Trey Mekamis Nanu, it's a place where the shechita was not supposed to take place. Loi. There he'll say that this is a very low level kedusha, and the halacha will be that it's not taken out of the base, it may be taken out. Or maybe the machlokes the Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef have will be the same in both situations. Says the Gemara, need milsa. This question about something that was shechted outside and brought in, what is the halacha? Says the Gemara, milsa. The Pshita Leila Rabba Bechad Gisa, this question that Rabba Paskin in one direction, or Rabbi Yosef Bahai Gisa, and Rabbi Yosef said in the other direction, the Rabba said regarding the carbon that was slaughtered in the wrong place, Im Olu Yardu, and Rabbi Yosef says Im Olu Lo Yardu, says the Gemara is actually Mbaile Rabbi Yanai. It was a question that Rabbi Yanai posed. The Bai Rabbi Yanai asked, every Ola Bamas Yachid, the Varam of a carbon Olam, that were meant to be put on the Bamas Yachid, and they were brought, and the Shechita was there, and then they were brought into the Azara, and then they became Tamei for whatever reason. They became disqualified Sh'olam Mizbeach, and then they were put on Mizbeach Mashi Yardu, Wal Bira Locha. So we see that Rabbi Yanai clearly says that a carbon was put outside of the Mechitza, where it was supposed to be brought, and then was put on the Mizbeach, is a question, and Rabbi Yanai doesn't know how to treat this, and even though now, according to Rabbi Yanai, it seems that the halacha is going to be similar in both cases, and the Gemara says, Teku, we don't have a real psak, what to do. Says the Gemara, Itma, Shechita Slayel V'Vamos Yachid, if somebody does shechita by night on a Bamas Yachid, the question is, Rav Shmuel, what will be the halacha regarding shechita that's done for a carbon? What will be the halacha for shechita that's done for carbon that's brought on the bama by night, which we know a carbon that's brought in the mizbeach is certainly possible if the shechita is done by night. But now we're going to have a question regarding night. Rav Shmuel, charama kshera v'charama psula. Both of them, there's machlokes, what will be the halacha? Says the Gemara. And what is the machlokes dependent on? Says the Gemara, machlokes v'komifli v'Rabbi Elazar. The arguing over halacha, the Rabbi Elazar says, the pasuk says, in Shmuel, v'yama begaratem goloi alai hayoim evan gedoyla. Shaul built a mizbeach by day in order they could bring on a carbon. And from here we learn, Shaul built a bama. So from here we could similarly learn that you can't bring a carbon on a bama at night. V'ksiv, but there's another pasuk that says, V'yom Shaul, Shaul tells everybody, Petzuba'am, V'amartem, L'amigish alai ish shayr v'ish sayu, everybody should bring their animals. Shechatim b'zev v'chatov lo'yisechtu l'Hashem, lechal al adam, v'yigishu kolom ish shayr b'yodei halayla, so the pasuk very clearly indicates that they brought, they shechted kabanos for the bama at night. So we have a stira, we have a contradiction. It says the Ramah Mishani, one, the opinion that holds that you can't bring a carbon on a bama siyach by night is going to hold, kan b'chulim, that the not intent to bring all these animals as a carbon. There were animals that were slaughtered just for the purpose of eating. And they're allowed to be done at night, obviously. The animals that were brought as kabanas cannot be brought shachted at night. Something that's brought on the bama gedolah, but a bama gedolah, there clearly is a din of, Lila being a problem. What's supposed to be brought on the bama ketana is speaking about can be offered at night. So I saw the Rishash asks a question. The Rishash asks that a carbon that was meant to be brought on the Bama Tzibo on the Mishkan can only be brought in the Mishkan. Never could such a carbon be brought on a Bama Siyachid because it was meant to be brought on a Bama, meant on a Bama Tzibo. So ask the Rishash that why over here these kabanas were originally intended to be brought on the Bama Gedoyla. How could they have ultimately be brought on the Bama Ketana? So the Sefer Taras Kodesh answers that when you bring Kach Bama Gedoyla on a Bama Ketana, there's two separate halacha. The halacha is that you fulfill your obligation and still you'll have to bring another carbon, the Bama Tzibur. But that doesn't mean what you did didn't count, and that's why the Gemara is not a problem. Itmar olus bamas yachid. When you bring a carbon oil on a bamas yachid, Rava ma'entay and hefshin netuach. We know that the Torah clearly indicates that we have to have hefshin netuach here by carbon oil. It won't apply by bama ketana. Rav Yochanan tun hefshin netuach. Says the Gemara, what is this machloikus connected to? The kamifli, the machloikus that they're arguing over is what Rabbi Yosef Glili taught us. The Tanya Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer, Oyla she'ekriv Yisro b'midbar, the Oyla that Klai Yisro brought in the midbar, ain't tonu hefshiv nituach, she'ain hefshiv nituach, ela ma'id ve'elach. Then does the halacha of hefshiv nituach start. A mass of Rabbi Yochanan holds, ma'il ma'id ve'elach, lo'ishna ba'am g'dayv, lo'ishna ba'am g'tana. The halacha, he holds that Rav Yosef Galili only speaks about kabanas that were before the oil ma'id. But from once the oil ma'id was up, all carbon oil need hefshiv nituach. On Masover, Rebbe's opinion is the bama gedolah in bama ketana loy, and therefore, if you bring it on bama ketana, no matter when in history, you won't need hefshiv nituach. Says the Gemara, Tani Kavasei, the Rav Yochanan. Says the Gemara, there's a brice that supports the binyan of Rav Yochanan. Says the Brayis, the Dvarim Shebein, Bama Gedoyla, Bama Ketana. In what way are the Bama Gedoyla and the Bama Ketana differently? Karen, the Bama Gedoyla has a corner of a kevist, a ramp, Yesoid, Ribua has to be a square by Baba Gedolah. However, en kan v'yisoy v'kevesh for Ribua, they do not apply Baba Mektana. Kiyah v'kanai, the halacha that you have to have kiyah v'kanai apply by the Baba Gedolah. V'en kiyah v'kanai by Baba Mektana, but they do not apply by Baba Mektana. Chaz v'shoik, the chaz v'shoik applies by the Baba Gedolah, and the chaz v'shoik do not apply. V'en chaz v'shoik by Baba Mektana. Says the Gemara further, Dvarim, but then there are certain areas, Sheshash ben Baba Gedolah Baba Mektana, that the Baba Gedolah and Baba Mektana are the same. Shechita ben Baba Gedolah and Baba Mektana, both by Baba Gedolah and Baba Mektana, you have to, of course, check the carbon. Heshen Tua Baba Gedolah and Mektana, when you bring a carbon oil up, that you have to have Heshen Tuach, it's both by Baba Gedolah and both by Baba Mektana. Dam matter, that the Aloch is, you can't eat from the carbon till the Zrikas Adam, umafagel. The halach is that there's a din or pigel, that if somebody had a machshavas chutzlus manu chutzlus mekaymai, the carbon becomes possible. Apply by gedoyel uktana. Mumin, the halach is that a baal mum cannot do the avoida. Applies by baal gedoyel and baal uktana. Zman, the amount of time one can eat a carbon, a very specific amount of time per carbon, apply Bigdaila Viktana. So here we had a discussion that about Hefshin Nituach, when did it apply? So sort of Shem Mishmul explains this Gemara that Hefshin Nituach, when one does on a carbon Hefshin Nituach, he explains what does the Hefshin Nituach represent? He says that the Hefshin Nituach actually represent the taking away the bad. And what the Gemara means to say is that Hefshed Nituach, this concept of Sur Mira applied only when they came to Eretz Yisrael. But while they were in the Midbar, when they were at such a high level of Kedusha, then there's no requirement to do Hefshed Nituach. Because at that point, the part of the Sur Mira is not that much of a concern. They were only forced to do it once they were exposed to not being on the same level of Kedusha. Another pshat that I saw along the same lines said by the Zlotch of a Magid, he says, V'hefshet es ha'oila. If a person wants to take away off from himself, the oila means being strong, being big. What it means is, but to take away gaiva, which of course is so unacceptable in our religion, is what you need to do is v'nitach oisol and hasecheha. You have to be able to cut yourself up. You have to be able to reach a madrega that you're not considering yourself great. And then I saw the Mefarshim would take that based on what we said, that Klal Yisrael, the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Vav Amud Aleph says that when Klal Yisrael was standing by Har Sinai, Pasku Zuhumasan, they came to a whole new high level of Kedusha. That's why the Gemara is saying that Rabbi Yosef Aglili says that the carbon oil that Klal Yisrael brought before the Akamas Oil Moed doesn't have to have Heshev in the Tuach. People who were on that level that Klal Yisrael was on when they received the Torah, such individuals do not need to have Heshed V'Nituach. They have no concern about, there's no concern by such individuals about Gaiva. And since there's no concerns by such individuals about Gaiva, whatever, they don't have to have the Halacha of Heshed, and they don't have to have the Halacha of Nisach Osam Nusachim. The Gemara just discussed about bringing a carbon on a Bama Ketana, the Halacha about by day. Gemara taught us that it could be everybody would agree that you have to bring it by day. I saw that the Sfas Emes points out that even though then not only is that, that's one of the differences between a Bama Gedoyle and Bama Ketana. He says that if you bring, if you're Magdish a carbon, that it should be brought on the Bama Gedoyle, then one of the things is that you can never bring that carbon by night. That halacha is that it could only be done by day. Says the Gemara, Avanois v'zman v'tamei shavin zeh b'zeh. Tana rabbanon, menayin lasis zman. The halacha of pigel, b'bama g'tana, k'b'bama g'dayla. That halacha apply both by the b'bama g'dayla and b'bama g'tana. Amra Taira, says the Gemara, lon, a carbon that was left over after its proper time, everybody agrees, may not be eaten. On the contrary, the Torah says it must be burned. The Torah says Yisarif, because the Pasuk says, V'anoysim b'sa'a zavach b'yom eshlish b'esh Yisarif. The Halacha L'moshim Sinai also teaches us that a carbon that became pigel, Yisarif, must be burned. So just my lon, possible Bama. So if we're learning that the Halacha is that a carbon that has the time frame applied by Bama Ketana, af pigel, possible Bama, the halacha will be that pigel is applicable by the Bama as well. But says the Gemara, we can make a counter argument. The Torah says that a carbon that's left proper its time, it should be burnt. Yotze, a carbon that's taken out of the Azara, Yosarif. Ma Yotze Kosh B'Bama, there is no concept of Yotze by Bama because the Bama doesn't have mechitzas. We speak about mechitzas, but the mechitzas don't apply by a bama. The mechitzas do not apply by bama ketana. So we'll say my yotze kosh bama aflon kosh bama. Says the Gemara, v'lav kavuchem ma'ifus. So the Gemara attempts to come to this point through learning the halacha from halacha v'ayif. The halacha v'ayif. The halacha is as follows. As we've learned many times in our Masechta, the halacha is that ba'ifis, there is no din of mum. Only mechusa aver is a disqualification. The halacha, by when you have to eat the carbon, still applies. When you bring a carbon above mektana, there is clearly a halacha of mum. Ain't a din. There's not pais behem. The halacha certainly there of pigel will apply as well. So the mar malifus shekain ain't a zar kosh behem. When we speak about the carbon of a oif, that a zar can't do the avoida. Time of bab mktana shazar kosheba. So says the Gemara. And since that's the halacha, loyeh zman possible by bamak, there won't be a problem of pigel or zman either. Tamalaymer says the Gemara. So we don't know how to discover if pigel applies by bamak tano or not. Says the Gemara. We learn it from the pasuk. The pasuk of Zois Teres Ashlamim. The Torah brings the halacha that all shlamim, no matter where they are brought, have the same din to teach us lasses. Bama Ketana to Bama Gedoyla. To say a carbon that's brought on the Bama Ketana should be treated like a carbon that's brought on the Bama, like a carbon is brought on a Bama Gedoyla. All of them have the halacha of pigel. The from here we see that the Gemara says that one of the things that Bama Gedoyla and Bama Ketana are the same is with Rikas Adam. From here, that we learned that even by Bama Ketana, the halacha is that you have to have Zrikas Adam. The question that comes up, according to this, is that we've learned a question if you even have to have a Bama. So according to Rabbi Yossi, you have to have some sort of a structure by Bama Ketana. So we could understand how Zrika would be accomplished. But according to Rabbi Shimon, that you have to have, you don't have to have it, even if you did it on the floor. So according to Shimon, then we would have a question, what does the Gemara mean when it says Zrika? Where would the Zrika take place? As the Gemara just also said that the Karen Kevish Visayd Ribua, all these halachas only apply by the Bama Gedoyla, not by the Bama Ketana. The Pasuk says regarding the Mizbeach, V'leisal b'malz al Mizbechi, Ashloi tigola ervoscha olav. Why does the Pasuk use the word al Mizbechi? The Torah should have just said Mizbeach. So I saw that because the Sefer Alitzin says, in our Gemara we're learning that this is a halacha only by the Mizbeach, the loisal b'malz, that you're not allowed to go up by steps. By Abama, these halachas would not apply. So if these halachas would not apply by Abama, that's why we could understand what the Torah says Mizbechi, the Mizbech which is in the Beis HaMikdash, the Mizbech which HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is halacha of Leisal B'malz, we're not allowed to go up, but anywhere else we're not allowed. Anywhere else that halacha doesn't apply, an abama doesn't apply, that's why the Torah used the word mizbechi. As we learn in our Gemara, the Gemara has taught us, I saw the Sefer Tupiku Chayim, makes a very interesting observation. Our Gemara, the sugi that we just learned today, spoke so significantly about the differences between abama gedoyla and abama ketana, and how many of the halachas that are essential on a Bama Gedoyla, a Mizbeach, don't apply by Bama Ketana. But as we finish the Masechta, and perhaps that is why this is the halacha with which we finish the Masechta, we learn when it comes to the halacha of Zman, of Pigel and Zman, by when you have to eat the carbon, in that way, there is no difference between the Bama Gedoyla and the Bama Ketana. When we speak about those halachas, they're the same. And why is that? So the Sefer Tepukui Chaim says, what is the concept of bringing a carbon? What means when somebody brings a carbon, as we're finishing learning Masechta Zvachim, spent so much time speaking about Kabbanis, the purpose of a person bringing a carbon is that he wants to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we think about being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then what we have to think about most is the time. What are we doing with our time? How are we spending our time? And the concept of somebody understanding what time is and understands how time and the moments that we're given should be used properly are the person that can become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Pasuk says, Reishis Goyim Amalek. The Pasuk says, Amalek is considered the Reishis Goyim. Why is Amalek considered the Reishis Goyim? Because Amalek is the one that the Reishis, the time that we should be considering so critical and so important, Amalek doesn't care about that because Amalek doesn't think about getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when we speak about a carbon and we speak about leniencies that could be applicable to a carbon, all those leniencies could be applicable by Bama Ketana. But anything that relates to time, there's no room for leniency. Because if we're coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first thing we have to know is that we should be devoting our time, especially when we begin doing something, completely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why perhaps we begin every day by saying Perek Eizem Mekaimam, a Perek that we learned in our Masechta. The reason we learned that is, as we know, Perek Eizem Mekaimam is one of the places where there's no machlaikis, but it also represents we begin the day by speaking about Karbonis. We want to start the day by saying that we recognize that as we begin the day and we're going to begin the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us as this day is going to begin, we want to devote that time to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to devote that time to being a carbon to Hashem, to become close to Hashem. And if we devote our time to become close to Hashem, then Hashem says, that's what I want. Hanulach paras chatas v'siklach masech tezvachim. Hanulach paras chatas v'siklach masech tezvachim. Hanulach paras chatas v'siklach masech tezvachim. I saw that there's a sefer called Hadar Kovid that speaks about a siyum that was saying, that was said in Masechtas Vorchim. And when that siyum was being learned, the question that came up is a question that I'm sure many of us have thought doing this Masechta. We're learning Masechtas Vorchim, we're learning about Kabbanis, but unfortunately, we don't have Beis HaMikdash. So how are we devoting so much time to Masechta about something which is not so applicable? So we say at the end of Kadosh Baruch Hu, at the end of our Masechta, Hanuloch Paras Chatas, and we say there will be a time when we will have the Paras Chatas. There will be a time that we will be tar again. And when we become tar again, then Slich Lach Masechta Zvachim, the Gemaras that we learned in Masechta Zvachim will become so relevant. And we will believe that the Tahar of Klal Yisrael is imminent, also believe that we need to know Masechta Zvachim. But then I saw another pshat. The Gemara Masechta Megillah says on the Aflam and Aleph on the Beis, Amar Avram Lefnei Kodesh Baruch Hu, Avram Avinu Kodesh Ta Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Shema Chash Yisrael Choytum Lefnecha. Maybe if Klal Yisrael is going to do Averis, Vat Oislam, Kedar Mabel, Kedar Aflaga, will you punish them like you punished the Dar Mabel and Dar Aflaga? So the Kodesh Baruch Hu says they'll bring Kabbadus. To which Avram says to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Omul Fon Ribono Shel Olam, Tenep Zman Shebeis Minish Kayim. That will work when we have a base of Migdash. There's not a base of Migdash. But what happens when there's no base of Migdash? Mateleim, what will be then? Omlo kvati kantilam say the kabonis. I already instituted that they should learn and say kabonis and cause match a karim behem as long as they say and learn these halachas. Mala and the aleim kinlam akrivim lefonai carbon. I considered it as if they're bringing a carbon or moichel ni aleim a kol of an isayim. And that's what he's saying. Hadron lach paras chatas. We're constantly reviewing. Hadron means to review. We're constantly reviewing the halachas of paras chatas, and we'll ask why there's no para aduma. So the answer is slika masechta zvachim. We just learned masechta zvachim, and by learning masechta zvachim, we have an opportunity of tahara. By learning masechta zvachim, we have an opportunity how to become close to Hashem, and therefore constantly learning Masechta Zvachim, constantly learning the halacha par aduma and of kabbonis makes us tahor, makes us close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. May we have the schus that because we spent time and effort to learn and try to understand this Masechta and not say why do we need to learn it, that indeed Slikloch Masechta Zvachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take the Limud HaTorah, our Limud HaTorah, the Limud of Torah of Gantz Klal Yisrael, the learning Masechta Zvachim, and take away, Uslika Lahu, he should take away the Masechta of Zvachim, of Jews being killed because they're Jews, of Jews suffering because they're Jews. We should be able to be proud in our Avodas Hashem. We should be able to be the people that Yisrael, Asher B'cha Aspar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is proud of us. And who can HaKadosh Baruch Hu not be more proud of Yidin that sit and learn his Heilige Torah, and just no matter what. And with that, we will be Zoicha Hadron Lach Paras Chatos, that we'll be able to have a Ruach of Kedusha V'Tahara. And with that Ruach of Kedusha V'Tahara, we will be able to greet Mashiach Tzadkenu B'Mehera B'Yameinu.